Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. It's right there. It's right on the clock. I see it. You think I'd be able to just look there and read it, right? It's 12 after, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for staying with me. I'll be okay. Don't worry about me. But I am worried about you. I'm worried about you because I want to ask you some questions. Are you getting enough sales right now? And based on the polling that we've done and that we hear from other companies, other organizations who poll small business owners, the answer for the majority of you is no. At least two-thirds of you are probably saying, no, I don't have enough sales. Our customers, our prospects that you used to be able to count on, every so often a prospect would show up that you didn't know was there, you never heard of, and all of a sudden they come in out of nowhere and they do business with you. And you counted on that on a regular basis, right? And that didn't make your living, but it was just a little part of the whole process, right? Our customers that you used to count on, that could almost always be counted on just to show up, people you've done business with, done a good job, are they starting to not show up as much? Are you feeling frustrated about that? Well, It's if you are, and by the way, are your marketing and advertising plan strategies, are they not doing as well as they used to? Used to you could run an ad and automatic, get a certain number amount of business, and it was just a formula that you had that you operated off of, and it worked, right, for years and years and years. Now it's not working quite as well, right? So if you're feeling that kind of frustration, that kind of pain, that kind of fear maybe, here's what's probably going on. You're experiencing the conversion from the age of the seller to the age of the customer. And right now, we are in what I'm calling a parallel universe scenario, where one age, as you've heard me say before, I talked a lot about the age of the customer. But what the age of the customer is replacing, and where we are right now, we're straddling the two ages, is replacing the age of the seller. And I'll remind you that the age of the seller, the one we're leaving, the one that's going away, the one that's dying even as we speak, every day a little bit more, and a lot more today than, it's a lot closer to being completely dead than every day now. And not very much longer is it going to be alive. The age of the seller has been around for 10,000 years. So it's understandable. I'm gonna cut you a little slack. It's understandable, my friends. If you're having trouble letting go of the age of the seller practices, like the same way you used to advertise, the same way you train salespeople, the same way you'd go to market, the same way you'd wait on customers, the same way you waited on customers to come to you, et cetera, or prospects to come to you and customers to come back. That was the age of the seller kind of stuff. Those were practices, those were behaviors that if you were competitive, your price was right, your product was good, you gave good service, and even if you were a little bit higher than the other guy, you could manage it, you could find a way to survive and maybe even thrive. That was the age of the seller, my friends. Well, the age of the seller, they're only, every day that goes by, as I said earlier, elements of the age of the seller are diminishing, and people who focus on those things, those ways of doing business, 20th century ways, maybe even first decade of the 21st century ways, people who focus on those are having a harder and harder time being successful with 21st century customers. Now there's still some customers out there who still think like the age of the seller. There's still customers out there who, and they're probably the older generations, but maybe not completely. There's still those people out there, but guess what, folks? They're becoming a smaller and smaller piece of the overall marketplace. And so every day that goes by, the marketplace is moving away from the age of the seller, and is embracing the age of the customer, where the customer is now in control. And we've talked about this before, but if you're feeling, the main thing I want to get across this segment is if you're feeling pressure, if you're not selling as much as you want to sell, if things aren't going as well for you as you need them to, it's probably no longer the economy, or at least not, that's not all of the issue. It's probably, see, this is something that's going on right now that's happening not really because of the economy. It's happening because of technology, this age of the customer, the advent of the age of the customer. It would be happening even if the economy were doing well. The age of the customer would still be happening. The age of the seller would still be dying. But because of the economy, what I'm concerned about is that you're thinking that the reason your business is not doing as well as you would like for it to is because of the economy. And so you're not realizing that there's this other thing going on simultaneous with the economy struggling to come back. The age of the customer is running along beside that and is growing and is increasing in its influence. And so you've got to check your position and make sure that if your company isn't performing right now as much as you think it should, as much as you need it to, you got to say to yourself, okay, how do I know it's the economy? How do I know it's not that I'm not focusing on the age of the customer changes, the disruptions that the age of the customer is creating for age of the customer thinking, the paradigm shift that's happening right now? How do I know that the reason my business isn't performing hasn't got anything to do with the economy? It has everything to do, or at least largely to do, with the fact that I'm not making the adjustments to connect with my customers as they want to be connected with in the age of the customer. How do I know that? Folks, this is a gut check that you have to have with yourself. You've got to ask yourself these questions, because every day that goes by, the economy is getting a little bit better, little by little, and the age of the customer is growing and growing. But I will tell you that the economy that's growing is growing away from the age of the seller, the old way of doing business, and growing toward the age of the customer. And you've heard me talk about what some of these things are. When we come back, I'm going to remind you about some of the specifics about the age of the customer and why you have to focus on those things and get good at those things if you're going to survive as the economy continues to grow. 20 after, stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.